Are you truly committed to feeling better? I mean, absolutely feeling your best. What's the key? Eat well, sleep well, lots of hydration through water, and also your daily innovative wellness athletic supplement packs. These packets are created to supplement your daily lifestyle, allowing your body to have the nutrients it needs to run efficiently. These packets include multi-omega fish oil, D3K2 5000, probiotic, and magnesium. It's nearly impossible to get all the nutrients our body requires to run efficiently on a regular basis from our food alone. Taking this daily packet will leave you feeling more energetic and more vibrant. Your brain body will be able to detoxify more efficiently, which naturally reduces inflammation. Find out today, innovativewellness.center, innovativewellness.center, and use the code SPORTS Overnight America. All right, good evening and welcome aboard another edition of Sports Byline. Sports Byline USA, Sports Overnight America. Marty Terrell, new week, Monday into a Tuesday as we talk the world of sports. As we get it going here on a Monday, a lot to get to. Mike Silver a little bit later on, Tyler Levine, Giovanna Scroggins. We got Zaid Hussein, who was at the Michigan-Illinois game. But, yeah, we got a lot to get to and some NFL, obviously, to get into as we roll along here. I don't even know where to start. I really don't. I mean, do you start with Detroit, Minnesota? Do you start with, you know, I mean any number of storylines in the National Football League? I mean, I really thought San Francisco was going to get Kansas City, and little did I know. Little do I realize wrong again, right? I mean, they just find a way, and San Francisco is going to a bazooka battle with a squirt gun. I mean, they really did. Deceiving final score, 28-18. It wasn't that close. Dominating is Kansas City. Kansas City is on a level. I mean, they're just on a level, and then there's a drop down. You want to go Baltimore? You want to go some of these other ball clubs? I mean, Detroit, Minnesota, you can go there, all right? I love the fact that Green Bay beat Houston. My chic pick of the weekend was Houston was going to pick off Green Bay. Well, you know what? I mean, Houston goes down. They get a field goal to take the lead, 22-21, and you know what's going to happen. They left too much on the clock, and here's where Jordan Love is starting to establish himself as an elite NFL quarterback. With that much time, you got to get your team into field goal position, get a kick, get a boot to win it. And what did they do? They moved it down the field. That prevent defense makes you cuckoo, and boom, they pop through the uprights with a game-winning field goal, and away you go. So great job out of Green Bay. I've upgraded them. I've upgraded Green Bay. Seriously, I think this is a very, very good team. And that division is just going to be a rock fight. Right from the top, Minnesota, Green Bay, Detroit, right down to the Bears. All right, we're coming back here. We get it going here on Sports Byline and Sports Overnight, Monday into a Tuesday. We're coming right back.
If you weren't with me in the gym, ain't no need to double back, don't even trip.
I told you, get with the program, walk and play like a slow jam. Oh, this ain't regular.
I was so excited when I heard the sandwich was back. What's up? This is Mike.
And this is Celia.
And a little thing we love about the Chick-fil-A Honey Pepper Pimento Chicken Sandwich
is the symphony of flavors. You can always count on that crispy, tender, juicy chicken. It's so good.
My favorite part is the pimento cheese. Topped off with the honey, it all comes together perfectly. I like the original.
I like the spicy chicken fillet. But either way,
you're getting a winner.
The Chick-fil-A Honey Pepper Pimento Chicken Sandwich is back with a bite. Try it with the original or spicy fillet now for a limited time. Real guests paid for their testimonials.
Are you truly committed to feeling better? I mean, absolutely feeling your best. What's the key? Eat well, sleep well, lots of hydration through water, and also your daily innovative wellness athletic supplement packs. These packets are created to supplement your daily lifestyle, allowing your body to have the nutrients it needs to run efficiently. These packets include multi-omega fish oil, D3K2 5000, probiotic, and magnesium. It's nearly impossible to get all the nutrients our body requires to run efficiently
on a regular basis from our food alone. Taking this daily packet will leave you feeling more energetic and more vibrant. Your brain body will be able to detoxify more efficiently, which naturally reduces inflammation. Find out today, innovativewellness.center, innovativewellness.center, and use the code SPORTS Overnight America.
One out of two Americans thinks their life is worthy of a book. Here's another startling stat. You may be one of the 15% of people who bothered to start your book and one of the 6% that got halfway through it, but your gem of an idea likely died. Or did it? Some published authors are making significant money, so join the ranks of the successful people that finish their books with help from Dorrance Publishing. Call right now, and our experienced editors and writers will explain to you what it's going to take to get your book completely written, published, and then taken to market to sell it. It's a free consultation, so call right now. Find out how much time and money it takes to finally get that book idea of yours published. Make your dreams happen. Call Dorrance Publishing right now.
800-485-6003. 800-485-6003. 800-485-6003. That's 800-485-6003.
Getting together with friends to watch the game? Then you'll need American Premium Vodka. Handcrafted and pure, this is the one thing all Americans can agree on. Founder Mark Gus Scott chose the finest natural elements America has to offer, and you'll taste how great it is to be an American. Now available at BevMo, GoPuff, Hy-Vee, and Fairway stores. American Premium Vodka. This is the America we need right now. Go to AmericanPremiumVodka.com. Celebrate responsibly.
Talking the world of sports here on Sports Byline Sports Overnight. Let's get the whole crew involved here. And we got a busy show. We really do. Tyler Levine, he's puffing his chest out. Yankee Saturday night. I mean, Giancarlo Stanton, just took Bibby downtown 2-2. And you had to be hopelessly optimistic if you're a Guardians fan that they were going to survive that. It's just the whole complexion of the game started. Okay, go ahead. Before we bring Zaid in here, go ahead. Have your moment, Levine.
Yeah, I got to. First of all, Stanton has 8 hits in that ballpark in the playoffs, all 8 home runs.
I know. It's ridiculous. You can't
say enough about how clutch he was during this series. You know, every time that it looked like we were down and out, he stepped up. And then Juan Soto, I mean, that at-bat, let alone the home run. You know, everyone's talking about the home run. I don't think enough people are discussing how that home run happened. Because right. That at-bat was absolutely unbelievable. Foul pit, you know, tipping him off, and then boom, he hits one that I can't think of another guy who's taking a high ball in the zone, you know, a little in and hitting it like that. And I thought it was a pop fly.
I think everyone thought
it was a pop fly. And then all of a sudden, you see the right fielder, he's going back and back, maybe the center fielder, I forget which one it was, further back, and then he's standing next to the wall and it's gone. The kid's 25 years old. He is absolutely built for the moment. His stats are not, you know, he doesn't jump off the sheet in terms of what his numbers look like on paper. But when push comes to shove and someone needs to make something happen, he finds a way to step up. It's like, it's crazy.
No, I don't disagree with anything you said. He is going to be such a power keg in that lineup. I mean, when you look at him and Lindor next year in Flushing, Queens, I'm serious. He's not staying in New York. I mean, he's staying in New York and in the city, but he's going to the Mets. You don't think Steve Cohen is sitting there with a blank check? Come on, Tyler.
I think after we win the World Series and he wins one here, I think the blank check is still in front of him. We're the Yankees, and I think he stays. Contingent on him winning. That's it.
All right. Zaid Hussein, you're following baseball. You throw the dissenting vote, Zaid. Welcome aboard. I think Soto's going to the Mets. I really do. He'll get his ring in New York, maybe, although I think the Dodgers are a prohibitive favorite, and rightfully so. This is going to be Ohtani's shining moment. But I think Soto's going to get his mail in Flushing, Queens. What do you think, Zaid? Let's hear. Go ahead.
I don't know, Marty. I think he might get addicted to that Yankees culture. So I would say he has no reason to leave. But I'm curious to hear your guys' thoughts.
To mention what you were saying before, he'd be the first player ever to spearhead a championship for the Yankees and the Mets. The answer is definitely yes, because they don't win championships in Queens. First of all, second of all, I'm completely on board. If Cohen's offering $700 million, let's say, and the Yankees come in with six, I think he stays in the Yankees. It's a completely different culture. It's a completely different ballpark. It's the Yankees. It's the cream of the crop playing in the Bronx. There's something about it. You can tell that this kid just loves being in New York, and not in New York in the sense of, oh, he'd love it in Queens as well. He loves what the Yankees bring to the table, which is a different type of swagger than the Mets have. You know, and the Mets had a great season. I will not take that away from them. I think that they're going to come back very strong next year as well. And look, if the Yankees don't win their ring, who knows? Does he chase the money? We'll see. He's done it before. So I'm intrigued to see. I'd like to say that with me being there at game three behind that Dodgers bullpen, that I'll be shaking them up myself, and hopefully we can get a win there and take the series down. But it's definitely, no doubt about it, going to be the story of the offseason, and it's going to be the most lucrative contract that we've ever seen in MLB history, no matter what.
All right, let me say this now as we pivot to college football. I can give you Texas. I can give you Alabama, Tennessee. I can give you all that, Iowa State, all the other stuff. I'm going to where Zaid was Saturday. Now let's hear from Brett Bielema. Here's the Illinois coach that Zaid got after the game. And if that wasn't a big win, if that's not a good college football story, I don't know what is. Defending national champions Michigan had their helmets handed to them by a spirited Fighting Illini. Let's hear from Brett Bielema, two-year anniversary of his mom's death. Let's hear. Go ahead.
Our special teams, Robbie Disher and Chris Hurd, running that fake and doing certain things about that for the last several weeks, and to capitalize on it in that moment was just awesome. Total team effort. I couldn't say enough about our coaches. Just super excited. So what this does is this puts us in an environment to make next week even bigger, right? What we've done is set the stage for a really good ranked matchup against Oregon as well. I know they're a very good football team. All that goes into it, and we'll celebrate tonight, but for our preparation and the Oregon tomorrow, and move forward and see where we can go.
Hey, listen, I'm not going to get goofy here. I'm not. But I'm telling you right now, that game at Autzen Stadium on Saturday in Eugene, Oregon, Illinois can beat them. That is going to be a hell of a – if I only see one, here I go with – if I only see one with the World Series coming up on, this weekend, Friday and Saturday – I'm telling you right now, we'll start with you, Zaid, then you, Tyler. Oregon, the Ducks, I'm telling you, better be paddling their feet underwater because here comes the Illini. They are tough. Go ahead, Zaid. You saw them. Go ahead.
Yeah. Seeing this team live was inspiring. And Brett, after the game, as you can see, like, he wasn't so hyped about beating Michigan, which obviously you're happy about doing it, but he had his sights set on Oregon immediately after the game. It was, let's celebrate for a couple minutes, and then let's focus on the next task at hand, which is this Oregon team ranked number two in the country. Odds makers opened this game up with Illinois being plus 21.5, getting over three touchdowns. So this is a game that, I looked at it on paper and my eyes almost shot out of my head because 21.5 points with this Illini team, I think that's way too many points, and I think this is a team that's playing some really inspired football, and they're going in with absolutely nothing to lose here in Oregon.
I'm telling you, and by the way, I'll correct you, Zaid, very professionally. Oregon's the number one team in the country right now. Ascended today to number one. They are number one, and I'm telling you, Illinois, what do you think, Tyler? Did we lose Tyler? I think we lost him.
We might have lost him. We might have lost him.
I don't know how we...
This game, Barty, overall, man, looking at... I mean, Oregon's a team that just beat Purdue 35-0. Obviously, Illinois had that tough game. But,
sure,
man, I got to tell you, being in that locker room and being surrounded by those guys, this team is a team that's playing with a lot of heart right now.
Hey, listen, that kid from Moline, I forgot his name, the linebacker, and then the throwback helmets. They had leather replica helmets. That game flew under the radar. It really did. I mean, Michigan-Illinois was a classic. And I got a Midwest bias, I'll admit it. But that was a hell of a football game. It really was. Tyler said he's going to get in on with his internet. Just went kaput, so he's out. Hey, listen, give me your pick on the World Series. Now that it's set, real quick, Zaid, what do you think? Yankees, Dodgers, give me a quick repartee. Go ahead, real quick.
You know, I got to tell you, looking at this Dodgers team, and especially what they did to the Mets, they can't seem to get anything wrong right now. Their bats are too powerful. You know, they got great pitching as well. This is a team that I think is just going to steamroll the Yankees, to be honest with you. And it's something that's hard to do, but their bats are on absolute fire. They're putting up 8 to 10 runs a game, and every single game they're just hitting home run after home run and getting on base. This is a team that's hot all over the place right now, and I think they're going to be tough to beat.
Yeah, there's no respite in that lineup. Mookie Betts, Rondon, Freeman's not even healthy. Lux, the whole thing, Will Smith. They're just Hernandez. I mean, Kiki, both Hernandez. They're just brutal. Hey, listen, Zade, great job. See his blog on the aftermath of Michigan, Illinois. Some insights at sportsovernight.net. I'm Marty Terrell. We're coming back. Giovanna Scroggins, Texas. What's going on with the Hook'em Horns? We're coming back. Don't go away.
Fascinated. If I say let's take a trip, don't need to pack to Vegas. Yeah, I know you working hard and trying to stack them weights.
Do you have Medicare and do you use a CPAP machine? This is a national healthcare alert regarding your CPAP supplies. Using a clean CPAP mask and clean supplies is important to staying healthy. The best way to make sure your CPAP equipment is clean is to get new supplies. If you have Medicare, we have great news. Medicare will pay for you to have new clean supplies every 90 days. We'll even do all the paperwork for you to make sure that there's little to no out-of-pocket cost to you. And you don't even have to leave your home. We provide free in-home delivery. So if you're a CPAP user and you have Medicare, staying healthy with new CPAP equipment is easy. Just make this free phone call right now to get started.
Sponsored by Specialty Medical. 800-913-9739. 800-913-9739. 800-913-9739. That's 800-913-9739.
Do you want to add a boost to your sex life this weekend? Do you want to make your partner and yourself happy? Then call our special hotline now. We'll sell you those little pills that work below the belt for less than $1 a pill and deliver your package in a few days, just in time for the weekend. Our pill delivers almost the same results as expensive pills for less than a dollar a piece, and you don't need a prescription. And ask about their buy three, get three free offer. What are you waiting for? Boost your sex life and have a great time now. Less than a dollar a pill, discreet delivery in a few days, and a buy three, get three free offer? Dial this number and save it now.
800-229-8627. 800-229-8627. 800-229-8627. That's 800-229-8627. Paid for by the pharmacy shop.
Can your IRA stand up to the next financial crisis that our top economists are saying is at our doorsteps? By allocating a percentage of your IRA into physical gold and silver with a tax-free rollover, you can diversify and safeguard your holdings from turbulent markets and economic downturns by putting your IRA back on the gold standard. Find out how to safeguard your assets with a tax-free rollover with a Genesis Gold IRA. The only IRA that can hold physical precious metals. Call now for your free gold and silver report. Protect your IRA today with one simple phone call and learn how to qualify for up to $10,000 in free silver. Call Genesis Gold Group, empowering faith-driven stewardship. 800-211-6008. 800-211-6008. 800-211-6008. That's 800-211-6008.
All right, talking the world of sports here on Sports Byline and Sports Overnight America. I'm Marty Terrell. Mike Silver's coming up. He's got a book out, and I'll tell you about that a little bit later on. But I want to get Giovanna Scroggins in here. And do we have Tyler Levine back on the line? What can we do without Tyler? I mean, my God. Tyler, you there? No, I guess not. Let's get to Giovanna Scroggins. Giovanna, how are you?
I'm doing good, Marty. How are you?
I'm doing great. It's good to hear your voice. I'll tell you right now, I don't even think it should be a controversy. You know, the old adage is you have two quarterbacks, you have none. You got a bona fide, verifiable. If it walks like a quarterbacking controversy, if it talks like a quarterbacking controversy, you've got a quarterback controversy. Quinn Ewers and Manning, Arch Manning. Guess what? You got a mess there in Austin, and that was a disaster on Saturday. Please explain. Let's hear.
Yeah, for sure. I think, honestly, Quinn Ewers just lost his composure. The Bulldogs defense has a really good defense, and I think they looked really impressive against Texas. But no doubt about it, Quinn definitely didn't play up to the standard that I think these Texas Longhorn fans are hoping. Obviously, there was that huge controversial call at the end of the game, which obviously Texas getting fined, that fan base and that school getting fined for that. But yeah, I think, you know, you wouldn't even have been that spot. You wouldn't even have been upset about the call, you know, if you would have played better football early on. Looking at the stats, one stat I found really interesting is Georgia had 108 rushing yards. Texas only had 29, especially when we think about the world of football and how the run game is just so important. Obviously, in college, it's a little different. But when I see a stat like that, you had 29 rushing yards, that jumps out to me. So I think you got a little bit more to worry about than just at the quarterback position when it comes to the Longhorns. But hoping they can figure it out.
What do you think they're going to do? I mean, Sarkisian's playing it close to the vest. Here it is only Monday into a Tuesday. What do you think he is going to do with that quarterback? Because I don't care what he says. He can say anything he wants. It's a mess because now you got the fan base, and they're clearly for Arch Manning. They want Manning in there. And I'm not saying the fans dictate the coach's decision, but they have some influence. So I am dying to hear how you think this thing's going to get sorted out. Two-part question. How will they sort it out? And what do you think ultimately happens with the quarterbacking situation with former number one Texas? Let me hear.
Yeah, I think Sarkisian's going to sit both those quarterbacks out and say, hey, look, we have two really good quarterbacks. Obviously, it's going to be Quinn's last year. He's probably going to go into the draft and into the league next year, hopefully. I think he's going to sit the both of them down and sort it out with them in terms of like, hey, if one person isn't stepping up, we're going to have the other person play and vice versa. Do I think Manning is going to come in and do much more and play a lot better than Quinn as an inexperienced quarterback? Not really sure. I kind of doubt it. But when it comes to how he's going to sort it out, I think that's what's going to be the standard. And then going forward, I think we are going to see both of them playing if one person isn't going to be stepping up to the plate. And also, even kind of we saw in that Georgia game, he just wanted to give Ewers a break, have him recompose and coming back after halftime. So I think we're going to see a lot of that going forward if Quinn can't figure it out.
We're talking to Giovanna Scroggins. You hear her doing updates here on the network. She also is based in Dallas, gives us great contributions. We'll get to your alma mater, SMU, in a moment. How do you see the Longhorns going forward? I mean, this was kind of a eyebrow-arching defeat. I mean, they were down big, and you're sitting there going, What the hell is this all about? Pardon my language, but it was like, whoa. How do you see them moving forward after this? You can even take a glance at the schedule, but I don't know. I mean, that was a very reveal. It's almost like they were exposed on Saturday. And we know Oklahoma stinks. They fired the offensive coordinator today, Luttrell. He's out. So yeah. here's my question for you. How do they move forward off this, and what do you expect to see, Giovanna? And I see Tyler's back with us, too. So go ahead. Let me hear.
Yeah, I mean, Texas dropped all the way down to number five after being at number one. And outside of, Alabama, that is a huge drop for them, especially when they consider themselves probably the best team in college football. Up next on their schedule, they go and play Vanderbilt, then they have Florida, Arkansas, Kentucky, and then they play A&M. And I wouldn't count all those teams out. Obviously, we see what Vanderbilt did to Alabama, so I don't think we can count these teams out. So Texas, they have to figure it out, and like I think they have to win out, in my opinion, if they want to still be above water, which in my opinion is the top five for them, or climb back up to that number one, maybe number two spot. Obviously, Oregon and Penn State, they're still undefeated. Miami's undefeated too, so don't know if this Texas team is better than those right now.
Yeah, and Tyler, do we have you back in here? What's your take on this? What's your take on this? I think Texas is in a world of hurt. And don't forget, they're playing Vandy. That is top 25 ranked Vandy. Yeah. And that's not a mistake. They are ranked right now. Go ahead, Tyler. Let me hear.
Yeah, and I don't think you can overlook them. To be honest, Texas just kind of got exposed. I mean, I don't think
that's
the
what
issue
I think too.
With Texas
I do.
Was it wasn't the quarterback at all. It doesn't matter. You could have had Peyton Manning out there. It wouldn't have done them any good because their offensive line completely fell apart. And this is an offensive line that was being regarded as the best in college football. And Georgia walked into their house and absolutely bullied them, put them on their backs, embarrassed them, and they walked home with their tails between their legs.
Yep.
So let's keep in mind, Texas didn't put up any points until the third quarter of this game, and they didn't score in the fourth. So when you look at everything that happened in that game, they got to be a little worried. And what Giovanna said is, I mean, they dropped from 1-5, and I think that's rightfully so because, you know, they were what now looks like a fraudulent 6-0 team, a fraudulent number one seed.
They beat
nobody. They faced one team, and they got absolutely smoked. It wasn't even close. From the minute the first whistle went off, it was not even close. And keep in mind, Georgia had two interceptions as they were driving. This probably could have gotten a little more ugly if they didn't make those two mistakes. I mean, Etienne was running 3 touchdowns, 87 yards on 19 carries. He was running all over them. He was catching passes. Yep. They didn't do anything defensively. Offensively, they looked terrible. Even with Arch coming in the game, it changed absolutely nothing. And, you know, a team that I think, you know, I was saying it last week as, you know, who I was picking to potentially win this whole thing. I'm looking now and saying, man, that was a terrible take because this team doesn't look good at all. And if they survive the schedule that you just mentioned, Giovanna, you know, if they survive that schedule, they got some tough tests, coming forward. And it's not going to do them any good to play a bunch of bad teams because we watched what just happened to them. Playing A&M is going to be difficult. Florida is kind of in shambles. They should win that game. Vandy, they should win, but Andy just beat Alabama. And Alabama is a very good football team, obviously. So they do have to win out. I don't think if they drop one more, I still think they're going to be in the playoff ultimately. But I think that's going to kill any sort of momentum that they have. It's going to kill their confidence. And this is a team that is probably very low on confidence after getting their butts whipped last week.
Well, they're not going to get a first round bye. They're not going to be a top four. They're not winning the SEC. So they're going to go sing for their supper elsewhere. Giovanna, I got to give you an opportunity, and it's not patronizing, but your alma mater, SMU, is the real deal. Where are they going from here? That's the key. I don't care what's happened now. Where are the Mustangs going from here? Let's hear it real quick.
Yeah, I mean, obviously playing Stanford this past weekend, Stanford's not really this, you know, a big competition, but putting up 40 points in a game is impressive to me. Preston Stone did not play. Kevin Jennings was starting quarterback. He played the whole game. 3 for 322 yards, had 3 touchdowns. He did throw an interception, but obviously looking at the score, that didn't matter. I am super excited to see the Mustangs going forward. I think they are a reckoned and a force to be messed with going in this top 25. Obviously, after that big win, they did drop in the AP poll, which is a little disappointing. But I'm riding the bandwagon. Obviously, I guess I'm not really on the bandwagon since I went to the school, but I am so proud of them, and I can't wait to see what they do, especially with Kevin Jennings at quarterback.
No question. I want to switch gears here real quick. Both of you can weigh in. We'll start with you, Tyler. I'm sure you have an opinion. You have an opinion on everything, including how your eggs taste in the morning. They ruined the WNBA championship. That was the biggest BS call I've ever seen. I mean, I'm serious. That was a travesty to blow that freaking whistle. And it was like it is scripted that the New York Liberty were going to win a championship. I mean, I'm serious. I was irritated watching the final minute and then the OT. What a disgrace. What a disgrace. And now they opt out of their Players Association deal, their collective bargaining. And you know what? They can thank Caitlin Clark because they're going to get a boatload of money. They deserve it. I give you that. But they can thank Caitlin Clark. So all her haters need to shut up. But that was a horrific call last night. Tyler first, and then Giovanna real quick because we're up against a hard break. Go ahead. Real quick.
Yeah, I mean, I saw the clip, and it was pretty bad, Marty. And it doesn't help that the earnings came out today, and they're continuing to lose money as a league. So the league's kind of in shambles. And I think that, you know, from a front office perspective, a league official perspective, something has to be done here. Because it's just that, you know, it can't continue on where they're losing this money and on the biggest stage, they have a call like this that happens.
Terrible.
And with all the replay that we have in today's day and age, with all the ability that we have to look these things over, it's just embarrassing and sad.
Giovanna, go ahead real quick, 30 seconds.
Yeah, I mean, bad call, controversial call, but if I'm the Minnesota Lynx, I'm looking at them. They shouldn't have been in that spot in the first place with, you know, those calls. So that's what I'm thinking. If you wanted to win the game, you shouldn't have been there in the first place.
All right, Giovanna, you take off. Tyler, you stick with us. Mike Silver, a longtime NFL writer, excellent book out. He's got another one. The guy can flat out pen beautiful books. Coming back. Here on Sports Overnight America, as we talk the world of sports, Dominic Jimenez is guiding the mothership as we roll into a late night, early overnight here on Sports Byline. Great radio stations like WGCH, Connecticut on the Gold Coast, coming back here on Sports Overnight. Don't go away. Mike Silver, up next.
It's such a shame.
It's such a shame. You already know it. I'm expressing all my pain. You know I'm a poet. When you're sleeping through the night, I know you the coldest. How you say heat your body.
And here's the pitch.
Want to score some runs with your family? How about an all-inclusive 5-day, 4-night vacation for 2 adults and 2 children at the Ocean Spa Hotel in Cancun for only $699? Includes airport pickup, hotel, and all food and drinks, including alcohol. And you can travel anytime in the next 12 months with no blackout dates. So visit CancunEscapes.com/radio to book a family vacation for 4 for only $699.
Going, going, gone with CancunEscapes.com/radio.
My fellow Americans, let the message ring out that from this day forward, when you buy American, you buy the best. Handcrafted. Something premium. Something pure. For this is the very essence of what our servicemen and women gave their lives to protect, and by God, we shall not allow their sacrifice to be forgotten. It's time to show the world just how great American can be. And we will not wait for tomorrow to come. We will stand here, this moment, together. And we will start today. Don't ever forget how great it is to be American.
America we need right now. Celebrate responsibly.
I'm holding in my hand the American Silver Eagle Dollar. It's a beautiful piece of American history, and it's 1 ounce of silver. Originally minted in 1986, these coins are a beautiful classic piece of American history, and they're a great investment you should add to your portfolio. The beauty of silver is that however much you have available to invest, silver is affordable and easy to acquire, with one coin costing around $30. So, if you choose to invest a few thousand in silver, you can get quite a bit for your money. And you'll have a tangible asset that you can hold, one you can be proud to own. Claim your piece of American history with American Silver Eagle Dollars. Call the Silver Hotline right now.
800-620-1624. 800-620-1624. 800-620-1624. That's 800-620-1624.
Soccer season rolls on here on the Sports Byline Broadcast Network. This is Tyler Levine, host of First Touch, the premier weekly global soccer show across the entire Sports Byline Broadcast, iHeartRadio, TuneIn, Simple Radio, and around the world on the American Forces Radio Network. We're talking English Premier League, Champions League, our picks of the week, and a whole lot more. First Touch on Sports Byline USA Fridays at 5 p.m. Eastern. See you there.
Talking the world of sports here at Sports Byline. I'm Marty Terrell here. Tyler Levine. Who won the EPL game today, Tyler, Mr. Soccer Man? Crystal Palace, did they tie it up late? Or was it Nottingham Forest? Let me hear.
Nottingham Forest got off to a lead early in the game, and they were able to hold on 1-0.
All right, let's get Mike Silver in here. I'm a huge fan, Tyler. I know you are as well. This guy can flat out pen articles. He can appear on radio and podcasts. This is an outstanding thing. And I swear to God, I'm not being a shameless shill. I've thought about this. The new guard of coaches and the old guard, and this is what this is all about. In my view, maybe I'm wrong, but the why is everything. When you think of Shanahan and all these young coaches, LaFleur and we can go on down to McVay. This is right in our wheelhouse. Michael Silver, I'm Marty Terrell. He is Tyler Levine, and we appreciate you popping on here for about 10 minutes. How are you, Mike?
Great. How are you guys doing?
We're doing great. Anytime we can talk NFL football. You know, this is interesting, you know, and the title kind of threw me a curveball to be, you know, the why is everything. Let's start right there. The story of football rivalry and revolution. But I look at this as old guard versus new guard with the coaching acumen. Am I right? Or you go ahead. Let me hear, Mike. And then Tyler, go ahead.
Yeah, no, that's definitely part of it. And, you know, the old guard would be kind of characterized by, hey, we do it this way because it works. It's always worked. This is what Bill Walsh did, et cetera. You don't need to know the reason. Just do what we say. This crew is a lot different, and that's where we get to the title. They want to know the purpose behind everything. They want there to be a purpose behind everything. They're willing to deconstruct, innovate on the fly, and question everything. And then the last part of that is they want to be able to tell their players why and say, we're asking you to do it exactly this way because this is what we're doing and this is why it'll work. And so, yeah, you talk about Kyle Shanahan, Sean McVay, Matt LaFleur, Mike McDaniel, Raheem Morris. They were all on that staff together in Washington with Mike Shanahan as the head coach, and have all obviously gone off and become head coaches now. And there are many tentacles of this tree. You see them everywhere. Kevin O'Connell being a glaring example early this season.
No question. Tyler, go ahead.
Yeah, I wanted to ask, do you think that it's been the revolution of coaching that's really changed the game in a sense of we used to see this ground and pound, and now it's a lot more about, you know, maybe having a mobile quarterback and, you know, more versatile offense? Or do you think it's the flip side where, you know, the more athletic players that have come into the league, we look at guys like Lamar, Jalen Hurts, has really changed the perspective on how coaching should be made?
I would say it this way. It's not either type, because obviously the Shanahan scheme with the outside zone is very, very run dependent. And they've obviously had to adjust to the talent that they've had, but it's more of a mentality. In other words, instead of saying we have to make this player fit into our system, we will change our system to maximize the talents of those players. And the most glaring example, which we get into in the book a lot, is when RG3 was drafted in 2012. You had a player who had shined in college but operating solely out of the pistol formation. And what Kyle Shanahan and these other coaches ultimately decided was, we're going to transport our entire Shanahan system into the pistol, which is harder than it sounds. And they did it on the fly. And in 2012, no defensive coordinator or defensive coach in the league knew how to deal with it. And that's, you know, one reason that RG3 beat out Andrew Luck and Russell Wilson for Rookie of the Year and had that monster season. So, yeah, it's more of a mentality that it doesn't have to be one way or with one type of guy. We can adapt, and innovation is kind of the norm.
Mike Silver's our guest. His book, it is out now. The Why is Everything, a story of football rivalry and revolution. And it is available. The Why is Everything is available to purchase wherever books are sold, including Amazon, Barnes and Noble, and all your great book outlets. And excellent. Mike, I guess where I want to go with you next, you know, baseball, we've seen it illuminated with analytics. Where is analytics? Are the Young Turks bringing analytics into it? What is the difference between the throwback? Well, I don't want to call them throwback coaches, but the older guard as opposed to the new Turks, the Young Turks. Is it analytics? I mean, what's going on in terms of the changing dynamics of head coaching in the National Football League? Let me hear.
Yeah, again, I think it's more just a mentality. Like, how this is they don't look at it as like, you know, like I think a lot of coaches in the past and even in the present look at it like, hey, we've got our run plays and we've got our pass plays, two different menus. That play looks good. I like it. Let's call it. It's an ecosystem where everything is intertwined and everything is designed to not only set up other things, but it's, you know, the mentality is opponent-specific game planning, figuring out the rules of the defense, using those rules against it and then countering the counter move and having answers built into the system and to the teaching. So, analytics is kind of a word that gets thrown around in different ways. To me, analytics mostly means finding an edge through data that reveals a way to get ahead that other people haven't exploited yet. So analytics could be as simple to me as hiring minority coaches at a higher rate because they've been underrepresented over the years. Or it could be some guy in Doug Peterson's headset when he was the head coach of the Eagles saying, you need to go for it on 4th and 2 and expecting him to listen. I think none of these people would say I'm pro-analytics or anti-analytics. They'd say, how does it fit into my overall system?
I'm curious what your thoughts on the Ravens and this reinvigorated offense now with Lamar and Derrick Henry and watching what they're doing. You mentioned teams forming their offense and changing their system based on these players. What are your thoughts on the Ravens? I mean, they started 0-2 and now here they are 4-2, looking like the most dangerous team in football.
Yeah. I mean, first of all, in the old days, Lamar Jackson would have been told you have to become a pocket passer in the traditional way, and then you can run if it's not there. And, I covered Steve Young and Michael Vick and some incredible runners, but that's always what it was. I think because of the way things have evolved, with RG3 being a glaring example, now people are like, let's come up with a system that maximizes this incredible player's strengths. And he's a very good thrower and obviously an incredible runner, but they've done that twice, first with Greg Roman and then freshening it up with Todd Monken. I think as far as Derrick Henry, to me that's an overthinking of dogma. It's like we're constantly told running backs decline at 30 and it's stupid to pay them and you can just find another one. And there was all this hand-wringing, not just this offseason, but even in previous years when it was thought the Titans might be willing to part with him, that, he's really beat up. I don't know. He's older. We could just get someone else. And it's absurd. He's one of the elite players of his generation. He's an incredible player, and you will not find another one anytime soon. And so, yeah, it's possible he'll get hurt and wear down, and it won't be great. But what we've seen so far is, Derrick Henry is one of the best players in football, like he's always been. So credit to the Ravens for just going for it and not getting hung up on, you can't pay a running back. I don't know. They get too old.
Mike Silver, a great book, The Why Is Everything? A Story of Football Rivalry and Revolution. Get it wherever you buy your books. I'm an Amazon guy, Barnes & Noble, too, if I want to get the hardcover. Mike, I got to ask you this. The best free agent, the biggest free agent out there is Belichick, working for Omaha Productions with the Mannings. You knew I was going to go here. I got to be honest. I love your book, but I got to ask you where this free agent coach is going to end up. Handicap it for us, please, because everybody wants to hear your opinion. Go ahead.
I mean, it's early, right? But it is interesting to me that, obviously the most accomplished coach of all time was out there, and the Atlanta Falcons looked like they were going to maybe do that, and then they hired Raheem Morris, who's one of the main characters in my book, who finally got a second chance after all these years. But, I do see that as somewhat of a changing of the guard moment. That said, when you've won 6 Super Bowls as a head coach, you're definitely, there are a lot of owners thinking about this right now. So I think his comments about Woody Johnson of the Jets recently would suggest that might not be a great marriage, depending on what happens after the season. He's always had this affinity for the Giants, though. And, he was there as an assistant, obviously, under Parcells. He seems to have an incredible relationship with ownership, and they've, stopped and started many, many times the last few years or last 10 years, really, since Coughlin, and just, made hires and then backed away from them pretty quickly, in some cases, understandably, like when Joe Judge was a fiasco. That's a Belichick guy, by the way. But, to me, that's one that I would definitely keep an eye on. You don't know that the GM is going to be back. You don't know if Brian Daboll is going to be back. and it doesn't seem like it's trending great. They just lost their left tackle and really are struggling. So, I'm sure he'll attract a lot of interest, but that's one that I'm kind of keeping my eye on.
Yeah. I got to hear your thoughts on these Kansas City Chiefs, because it seems like everybody keeps counting them out. They have injuries, guys are out, and somehow they're sitting at 6-0. They just pretty much dominated a Niners team that, to be fair to them, have their fair share of injuries as well. How do these Chiefs keep doing it? You know, is it just Patrick Mahomes? Because his stats aren't even jumping off the page. Is it sheerly down to Andy Reid and Matt Magnola are just phenomenal coaches and they have a great quarterback?
I'm so glad you asked, because I just covered them yesterday for my very new job with The Athletic, and spent a lot of time talking alone to Patrick Mahomes, Travis Kelce, Andy Reid, and Chris Jones about this very topic, and wrote about it for you Athletic subscribers. But, I could give you a lot of reasons, and Chris Jones said, look, people haven't caught up, but we're not the same team. We don't score 40 anymore. We play great defense and we run the ball, hard nosed, and that's our mentality. That said, I think we need to take a breath sometime and just understand what we're dealing with Patrick Mahomes, who is 29 years old. He has been a starter for 6 previous seasons, 3 Super Bowl victories, a Super Bowl defeat to Tom Brady, and 2 overtime defeats in the AFC Championship game. Those are his, quote, bad years. We've never seen anything like this. And, every time you want to say, well, they're not that good anymore, they don't have this, they don't have that, he just always elevates and wins in these big games. So I'm not concerned about his stats or, the points output. It's certainly not yet. The defense is really, really good. And, Trent McDuffie, Chris Jones, these are some of the best defensive players in the league. And Andy Reid, I think, straddles that line where he keeps it fresh for them. Patrick Mahomes told me, we always manage to have fun around here, no matter, what we're going through, or if it seems like we're struggling, we have energy and we keep it fun. And I think that's mixed with a constant belief that you got to improve. And, Travis Kelce said, we're always trying to meet that standard, get back in the film room and figure out how you can get better. So these sound like simple things. And Andy Reid is not a guy who is part of this tree in my book, but obviously is another great innovator who, for a long time, he was like Kyle Shanahan now, couldn't win the big one. And everyone said, wow, now he's won 3. And I feel like he'll probably coach till he's 90 and win about 12 Super Bowls at this point, and why should not?
Hey, Mike, seriously, thank you. And Athletic, purchased by the New York Times, a must-have. Get the app. Mike Silver in the book, please. Barnes & Noble, Amazon, all our servicemen and women abroad who want that American connection to football worldwide on American Forces. The Why is Everything, a story of football, rivalry, and revolution. The great Mike Silver. Mike, if we don't talk to you soon, we'll see you along Radio Row in New Orleans at the Super Bowl. Thank you so much. Congratulations
awesome.
On the book. Thank you.
Attention men, here's a great way to have more fun in bed and save money. If you want to take something like Viagra, they can give you a way to pay as little as $2 a pill. Yes, $2 a pill. Compare that to prices as high as $60 per tablet. These pills work for men to improve their performance and confidence. You'll love them. And now for the price of 2 or 3 pills, you can get 50 or more for around $100. You'll save hundreds of dollars off retail prices. That's enough to buy your date a nice dinner. Don't pay expensive prices for Viagra. Call now. Order 50 or more of our blue pills and pay as little as $2 a pill and save hundreds of dollars. Call anytime for confidential shipping.
Call Steel Man Pills now. 800-965-1295. 800-965-1295. 800-965-1295. That's 800-965-1295.
Everyone watches more than 5 hours of television. Really? And that's not counting mobile viewing. Get Dish TV and make that time worth it. With Dish, you can get hundreds of channels, access to all kinds of sports, tons of movies, premium channels, and more. Another thing that's really cool with Dish is you can watch most of your favorite shows on your mobile device anywhere for a lot less than cable. Yes, that's right. We are asking you to watch more TV and not less TV, but make it better television with Dish this time, anytime, anywhere. So call right now and learn how easy it is to save on your television bill and get the most out of your TV viewing experience. Dial that number and I promise you we're here waiting for your call because we want to save you money and give you better television. We are Dish TV.
800-293-0328. 800-293-0328. 800-293-0328. That's 800-293-0328. Can your IRA stand up to the next financial crisis that our top economists are saying is at our doorsteps? By allocating a percentage of your IRA into physical gold and silver with a tax-free rollover, you can diversify and safeguard your holdings from turbulent markets and economic downturns by putting your IRA back on the gold standard. Find out how to safeguard your assets with a tax-free rollover with a Genesis Gold IRA. The only IRA that can hold physical precious metals. Call now for your free gold and silver report. Protect your IRA today with one simple phone call and learn how to qualify for up to $10,000 in free silver. Call Genesis Gold Group, empowering faith-driven stewardship. 800-211-6008. 800-211-6008. 800-211-6008. That's 800-211-6008.
Talking the world of sports as we roll along here through the overnight. Marty Terrell, thanks to producer Dominic Jimenez. Great job. Tyler Levine, what do you think tonight? A double dip of Monday Night Football here. What do you think?
I don't know, Marty. I'm seeing the sports books posting all over Instagram getting quoted that they need the Bucks. Usually when they need someone, they come through. But with that being said, the Bucks didn't exactly have the easiest time with the Saints, and I have a hard time believing, if the Bucks turn it over, they're not winning this game. Just putting that out.
I like the Cardinals tonight at home. I really do.
I do as well.
I think the Chargers kind of fly under the radar screen here a little bit, but the Cardinals are weird. I mean, they're up 1 week, down the next. I think this is an up week for them. I love that game. I really do. I got to give you a chance. Man, that soccer show, First Touch, you guys are killing it, dude. How much fun are you having with Nico?
Man, it's the best.
Mr. Beef Sauce. What a name, huh? Beef Sauce?
I got to give Nico some credit, too, because we've been giving out picks on this on the show every week. We go through every game and kind of give our thoughts, and then we give some locks of the week out. And Nico has been on absolute – he's been on a tear, man.
For real?
I swear, he has been giving out – because he gives out – like, I usually stick with, the money lines, the over-unders. He finds these little – who's scoring Wolves to score, for example, against Manchester City. Who would have thought it hits? And he's been all over it. So I got to give Nico some credit. But, man, we've been having a great time. Fridays, 5 o'clock Eastern. For anyone who enjoys the Champions League, English Premier League, we cover it all. We talk about it. We go through every game, go through the highlights, the headlines and everything. And it's been an absolute blast. We're looking forward to this week's show. We got a great one on the horizon.
Listen, we'll catch you tomorrow night. And then we got travel coming up to Chicago. And then I'll see you in Manhattan. Actually, I'll see you in the Bronx. I'm going to go find out where you're sitting in those bleacher seats. With a cold beer in your hand, I'll come out and give you a high five. Great job, Tyler. Thank you to Mike Silver. Thank you to Giovanna Scroggins and Zaid Hussein. I'm Marty Terrell. Stay tuned. Jen and Jeff throughout the nighttime, alternating hours here with Sports Talk on Sports Overnight. I'm Marty Terrell. Adios.